New abortion rules will soon take effect in North Carolina. Last night, Republican lawmakers overrode Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto and passed a ban on abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for rape or incest and if the fetus can't survive.
And just south of the border in neighboring South Carolina, Republicans have not been able to agree on abortion restrictions. Today, the South Carolina House is debating a measure to ban abortion almost entirely after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Now, at the center of this debate are five women in the state Senate against the proposed ban, three Republicans, one Democrat, one Independent. And we have two of the so-called sister senators joining us, and let's spend some time with them. Katrina Sheely is a Republican and the group's unofficial leader. Hello, Senator, sister.
Hey, how are you? I'm kind of the mother hen. I've just been here the longest.
Okay. Good to have you. And we also have Margie Bright Matthews, a Democratic senator. Hello to you.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
A lot of listeners might be surprised to hear the South Carolina legislature has been stalled on an abortion ban bill. Senator Sheely, on the Republican side, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is the extremism that the House wants to take this bill to. You know, they've started out, they want to charge women with murder if they have an abortion. They want no abortion beginning at conception. You know, they want no exceptions, rape, incest. So this is how they started. And, you know, nobody really wants an abortion, period. I mean, nobody goes out on Friday night and says, ooh, let's get pregnant so we can go next week and get an abortion. That's not the idea. And women need a say in what happens with their body. And, you know, we've listened to this over and over and over in South Carolina for the last 6 years, I know, at least once a year. But since October, we've listened to it four times. We've debated this bill, an abortion bill of some type, four times since September. And the women of the Senate, you know, so few of us, it's only five and there's 46 members of the Senate. We've just decided enough's enough. And women are smart enough to know what's the best thing for us to do with our bodies.
Mm. Senator Bright Matthews, you and your other legislative sisters, as it were, in the state Senate are a diverse group. You're a Democrat, African-American, and the Independent in this group is also African-American. Three Republican women are white. Is there something that connects all five of you on this issue? Your faith, your personal experiences?
It's all of those things. But more importantly, the glue that binds all of us, and we didn't even realize that it would bind us, is because we've been forced to sit in these committee hearings and hear men make blanket statements. Oh, we're sick of women going out and using abortion as their form of birth control. That's one statement. The other statement that has been said is over and over is women are slaughtering children, or a woman should know if she's pregnant after six weeks. That's totally ridiculous. And so what binds us is when we basically sit there with our mouths open, listening to what is said by some of these men, none of which have been pregnant. It's totally ridiculous. And that's what binds us, the fact that we don't want our sister women out there in the state of South Carolina to be considered as just horrible people.
Senator Sheely, let me ask you about what is on the table on the House side in the state legislature. The House wants to pass a near total ban on abortion and stipulate that child support begins at conception. What is the possibility of that becoming law?
The House is going to pass something, and they changed our bill. I think there's 16 major changes to the bill we sent them. The smart thing for the House to have done, if they wanted the limitations, was to have passed that bill, because they like to blame the Senate for being the people that are killing babies. I mean, that's the thing. The Senate is killing babies, that we've killed 5,000 babies since the first of the year. Well, that's not true. If the House had passed that 6 weeks bill, 5,000 babies would have been saved since the first of the year, because people are coming to South Carolina from all over the United States to have an abortion because currently we're at 22 weeks. And I don't know if we've got enough people still sticking with us. I know that the five women will stick together. Will our men still stick with us? And South Carolina may pass that bill. If they do, it will go back to the Supreme Court. With no women on the Supreme Court, how's this going to work out for South Carolina?
Yeah. Senator Bright Matthews, if that is indeed the course, let's say it passes the House and the Senate, and then it is challenged, goes before the state Supreme Court, how do you imagine the people of South Carolina, the women of South Carolina, talking about this?
I hope that they would talk about it, but more importantly, I hope they would act. A lot of the men in the Senate that are from, I would call, moderate areas, and all of the women, we all support putting it on the ballot as a referendum. Why not put it to the women of South Carolina and the men of South Carolina? I'm concerned, like Senator Shealy, that we may not have the votes in the Senate to kill this bill. If that is the case, the women of South Carolina, our health care for our young daughters and sisters are going to be tremendously affected. Doctors are leaving this state at an alarming rate. That is going to continue. Health care to women is going to drastically be decreased.
We have 15 counties out of 46 that have no OBGYN or gynecologist. Women have to travel just to get an OBGYN or a gynecologist. I mean, this is absurd. And what we need is more representation in the legislature so we can change the outlook of what's happening here. We don't have enough women in the legislature. And, you know, they're threatening all of us now. That's the only way they'll get exactly what they want.
And just briefly, I want to ask each of you about how this experience has been. All five of you have been targeted. You have been sent these plastic fetal spines by abortion opponents, ostensibly arguing that you need to stiffen yours. I don't know exactly what the words are, but how has this experience, this personal experience, been for you?
Margie, you want to go?
First, it's insulting to all of us as Christians. It's insulting to us to have the Bible used to vilify us as women. Number two, I sit in front of some of the primary proponents of the abortion. Because there are 46 of us in the Senate, this particular senator brought 46 of those little rubber babies and said that you're killing babies. And he brought replicas of a woman's uterus. I think I got that part. I know what a woman's uterus looks like. Last year, they had little children. As soon as you come up the escalator, I had kids coming up to me. They would basically sick them on me, saying, "Will you stop killing the babies? Please don't kill the babies." This is in the middle of the week when these children should be in school. And it's obvious they're so young, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, I agree with Margie on that we get insulted daily. When time we come up the escalator, there's a man there standing with pictures of cut up babies, and he starts screaming at me, "Baby killer," and quoting Bible verses. Well, I looked one up and I quoted Genesis 2:7 to him, and I said, "Then the Lord formed man and he breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living being." And I said, he didn't have life till he breathed breath. So he didn't bother me right then anymore. But, you know, sometimes you just have to fight back. But when I got the spine, I stood up and I talked before the Senate, and I said, of all people to give a spine to, I'm probably one of the most outspoken off the floor. And I passed more legislation to help children after they're born and after they're breathing than anybody else. And it was just an insult to me to call me a baby killer and the things they do. Does it hurt? Yes, but I think it makes us stronger and it makes us want to stand more together. And I think we've become a force. When we walk in together, I mean, people wonder what we're up to, but I mean, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. And I think that's what we have to do. And we're going to have to continue to do that. Do I think they'll try and slip something by us? Yes.
Yes.
And we'll just have to keep fighting. You know, we'll have to see what happens.
Women must make their voices heard.
There's always room at the table for one more sister.
And we would love to. We welcome them.
We have been talking to Senator Margie Bright Matthews, Democrat in the South Carolina Senate, and Senator Katrina Sheely on the Republican side. Thanks to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.